This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where I'm going to give you guys a sneak preview at 1 o'clock, a scintillating C-block topic that might hurt one of our feelings.
I'm not...
Up at 1 o'clock. No, you absolutely should.
Oh, no.
But right now, Texas Rangers broadcaster, the man who knows everything about baseball, according to me and lots of other people, it is Jared Sandler. Good afternoon, sir.
What's up, guys?
Now...
Miss you.
Miss you.
Okay, I'm not going to say...
I'm actually not far from you right now.
Oh!
Whoa! Wow! I thought he was in Arizona still.
So... do I need to calm down and set reasonable expectations for Jack Leiter, or did everything get figured out and it's time to party?
I think the Cy Young will be awarded sometime in like November. So
let's go!
I'm kidding. Hey, I think it's been a good step forward. Now, again, I know this is a refrain that I share every time between mid-February and the end of March, and it's probably annoying to people, but I got to be fair on both sides. It is just spring training. With that said, you look for little things that maybe can translate. So the development of his kick change that he shared, Matt Festa of all people taught him last September that he's, finally bringing to games. The ability to just work a little more efficiently, which was something that even last spring when he was pitching well, he was still doing it by throwing a lot of pitches. You hope those things will translate. You can't know for sure, but you hope. I will tell you this, though, guys. I understand why there's been a lot of chatter about Jack Leiter and, Paul Skeens, did what he did. Why can't Jack Leiter do it? We don't need to get into why those are different cases. But the one thing that I think is encouraging about Jack is that if you look at what he's done the last couple years, there has been progress, right? It's not like he has stalled out. I know people might look and say, well, major league numbers weren't good last year. That's fine. He also went from being a bad double-A pitcher to the triple-A pitcher of the year in the Pacific Coast League, right? That is a step forward. And so I don't think it is crazy to think that he is going to take another step forward this year. And then it just begs the question philosophically to start the season, would you rather him stay in the AAA rotation and remain in a starting pitcher's rhythm? Or are you of the mindset, hey, he was the AAA, pitcher of the year last year. He doesn't have anything else to accomplish there. Let's just get him in an environment where he is having to get major league hitters out, and we'll figure out the role as opportunities present themselves as the season unfolds.
Yeah, Jared, I watched your video. Were you in the airport yesterday in that video that you posted?
Yeah, guys, I am in Dallas for a quick 48 hours for my nephew's bar mitzvah, so I was flying home last night.
Well, nice, yeah. Nice. That's happy times. Yeah. That was the...
What's in the envelope you got for him, Jared?
I did this with my other nephew. Emily and I will take him on a sports trip to see one of his favorite teams in a road game. So we'll figure out where he wants to go, and we'll take him on a little trip. Yeah, Tom and Nagila.
That is
sure.
Wolchuk.
Yeah, no, that's Wolchuk who's dancing around in the studio.
That's amazing.
I just wanted to make sure you didn't think some culturally offensive music was playing in the background or anything. That was cultural Zach Wolchuk.
Yeah.
I've heard, Kevin, ever since on Extra Innings years ago, you referred to my wife as the Shebrew. I don't think, I think we've broken down all the barriers.
Hey! I asked if that was okay at first. Did I proceed without getting an affirmative? Maybe so, and I regret that. Hey, are you excited about the Stars trade that's about to be done?
So I'm in the car right now, so is there any news like on an extension? Is it happening?
It's happening. So the word on the street is, I really like to say that phrase, that the Mika Rantanen and the Dallas Stars have agreed on an 8-year, $96 million extension.
Take that, Nico. Suck it.
So now we're just waiting to see what the compensation will be that the Stars are giving up for the actual player. Now that it looks like
can we give up Luka? I mean, we've already gave up Luka, so is this like a part of that?
I'm hearing, Kevin, the guessing is Stankoven, Bork, maybe a first-round pick, all included. That's like a guess. We'll see
expensive.
What it is. Yeah, we'll see what it actually is. But again, Jared, the way we look at it is, if it's kind of Aroldis Chapman trade. If we get the cup out of it, it's all worth it.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're getting a guy like Mikko Rantanen, who's one of the best players in the NHL, and I mean, a $96 million deal in baseball, if you have like a 4.20 ERA, you could get that. But in hockey, I mean, that's a mega deal. And to lock him up, I mean, I think that's a trade. That's an opportunity you got to make. Remember, the Stars have done such a great job in recent years stockpiling young talent, right?
Yes.
And at some point, you know, you can be the Celtics and the Thunder and accumulate all these picks and not really act on it. And you know, the Celtics have obviously, you know, it's been a great a great decision on their end with the success they've had, but it doesn't always work out that way with young talent. And so if you can get an established NHL star like Mikko Rantanen, I'm all for it. Jim Neal has earned the trust, I think, of DFW sports fans, where if he does it and you're not sure, I'm not saying that, you know, everything he does is perfect, but if you're not sure, trust in Jim Neal, because he has absolutely just touched everything he's touched recently. It seems like it's turned to gold.
Unfortunately, we said that about Nico that Friday, and then on Saturday he traded Luka.
Yeah, but you know what?
Jim Neal won't.
But guys, Jim Neal never tried to trade for Kyle Kuzma for two firsts. Maybe we should have. No, I'm dead
serious.
No,
you're right.
Maybe
you're right.
We should have taken a step back and been like, because remember, I love whenever we learn about the deals that don't get made, and maybe we don't ever truly learn, but like the deals that don't get made to me are the ones that are really fascinating, because you really learn exactly what's going on in the process. And the Mavericks dodged a major bullet with that, and maybe it helped give Nico an extra lifeline, because he showed his true colors 6 weeks ago. And I know people are tired of talking about it, but it does make you appreciate people like Chris Young and Jim Neal and the work that they've done here for two of the four respectable franchises now in DFW. It was 3 out of 4. Now it's 2 out of 4.
Okay, so you just mentioned Chris Young. Obviously, we have, I think everybody in the Metroplex has the utmost respect for Chris Young and Bruce Bochy about knowing more about baseball or forgetting more about baseball than I'll ever possibly know. But my question remains with Teodo. I realize it's risky, but you're talking about somebody who would by far have the best stuff in the bullpen, yet the word is like, hey, he's probably not going to break with the club. Can you walk us through a little bit more why that is?
Yeah, I think there are probably a few reasons, and some, I know that the mindset of fans sometimes is you got to put your very best 26 players, no matter what, just like within a season. You know, if Corey Seager gets a day off, then, you know, people will be of the opinion that, well, the Rangers aren't trying, you know, and it's just, but like big picture, you got to consider, hey, guys need days off, stuff like that. Well, it's no different with putting together the opening day roster. I, so on, in some ways, I think we overrate the significance of the opening day roster beyond how much it means to players, but just like you take the emotions out of it because the roster changes however many times throughout the season. However, the reason why the opening day roster beyond the ceremonial, you know, achievement of it is significant is because of the way it impacts guys who have the ability to opt out of contracts and things of that nature. And so ultimately those decisions can, you know, really impact the depth that your organization maintains. When you've got a bunch of non-roster guys who you sign to minor league deals with big league invites who, you know, you think might be able to contribute to your team, if you don't put them on the opening day roster, in some cases they might opt out and all of a sudden, you know, you've lost that depth. And so I think with Teodo, it's a combination of a few things. I think it's a combination of that, and it's also a combination in combination with the fact that, all right, you've got, you know, a handful of guys without options who are on major league deals, and you don't want to just totally give up on that money just because there's a guy who you don't have to put on the opening day roster who's pitched well in camp, where, as we all know, guys, within, what, 3 days, a week, 2 weeks after the season starts, someone's going to go on the IL.
Yeah.
Someone's going to get hurt. And now you have given yourself the ability to maintain organizational depth, and then there's an opportunity to bring Emiliano Teodo up, and you bring him up. And it's risky. It could be like Mark Church last year, where Mark Church got hurt early on and missed, you know, 4 to 5 months and then only pitched, you know, a game at the end of the season. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, when you look at the bullpen, here's who you know or you think is going to be in the bullpen, right? And you're going to have an 8-man bullpen. So, and I'm trying to count with my fingers here. So you got Chris Martin. You've got Jacob Webb. You've got Hobie Milner. You've got Robert Garcia, all on major league deals. I think I'm forgetting one person in that mix. But Luke Jackson is likely to be on there. That's 6. All right, what if Jack Leiter's on there? That's 7. And now Mark Church, that's 8. Where's Emiliano Teodo, right? Or
yeah.
And so if you want to keep Luke Jackson, you got to put him on. Or maybe it's not Mark Church. Maybe it's Dane Dunning, even though Dane's got an option, right? So I think some of it is not them saying we don't think he's one of the 8 best relievers. If we don't have to put him on the opening day roster, and we cannot put him on and probably add him pretty shortly and still have organizational depth. And then the other side of this is him as a starting pitcher, but I really just believe that Teodo's path is as a reliever, and I think he's going to end up finding a nice home in the 8th or 9th inning for several years.
Yeah, I like that idea. And you just kind of went through the list. That was what I was going to ask, is what is that list? But you did bring up Church in that post yesterday. It was at the very end of it. Can you elaborate a little more on what he's done to kind of get your eye?
Yeah, you know, I thought he was really close to making the opening day roster last year. Maybe he still gets hurt and misses 5 months. I mean, who knows? But
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I think they viewed him. Mark Church would have spent more time. Like, this wouldn't be a discussion, I don't think, if Mark Church didn't miss so much time last year, because I think he would have come up, pitched well, spent several months at the big league level, and we would go into this offseason, this past offseason, with, all right, Mark Church is in the bullpen. You know, who else? So, again, they don't have to put Mark Church, on the opening day roster and risk losing him. So if there's a non-roster guy who they feel like they need to keep, you know, I guess they could. But Mark Church is also a guy who, whether they give him the ninth inning right away or not, he's got the type of stuff that can play in the ninth inning. He's got the power fastball in the high 90s. He's got a hard-biting slider. He throws – I think we were talking, guys, maybe a couple weeks ago, and Kevin or Corey, one of you guys brought up something that, you know, I thought was really astute, in that the Rangers have a bullpen full of guys who kind of bring a little bit of you know, a different package of stuff or release points, stuff like that. And Mark Church has this unique over-the-top delivery that – you just don't see as much anymore. And I think it adds to what he brings. And, he's had another good camp. He's got great stuff. And, again, they might not put him on the opening day roster, but I'd be willing to bet that Mark Church spends a heavy majority of the season, at the big league level. But, I don't know, with the way he's pitched, that, you know, a little additional fire in the back of the bullpen, I think he's a guy who, could really help from day one.
So the answer to this next one might have some of those Mark Church and Teodo vibes going on, but I have for a while now caught Alejandro Osuna fever. What are the odds?
Yeah. He has.
And it feels like everybody on the team loves him. He gives like literally every bit of competition he has in every single inning. What do we feel about his short and long-term prospects?
Well, I'm going to bring someone's name up, and I don't know if this is going to excite you guys or not, but there have been a number of people who have mentioned Rougned Odor, but in a good way.
Oh,
so we think about Rougned Odor as the guy who, you know, he popped early, and we thought, I mean, heck, one idiot who's a part of this conversation said he'd be in the Hall of Fame.
I remember that guy.
Okay, buddy.
Yeah,
because of his, you know, his home run prowess at such an early age, at such a power needing position, but our power-lacking position, but it didn't work out. But one thing that no one who was around Rugi in the organization will ever say is that, he had anything other than this total son-of-a-gun dog in him that helps, that is important, that not everyone is going to have, but you need some of that. And Alejandro Osuna has got that. I'm not saying he's going to go and, you know, punch someone the minute he's got an opportunity to do so, but right. People have talked to me about, just the competitiveness and the dog. You know, that's one of Eric Chiafalo's favorite questions.
He's
got the
dog.
Biggest dog in him. Yeah. But so I think there's that component which endears him to people. Now let's just talk about the baseball player. He's one of these guys who so far this camp, it seems like whatever he does it right. He's not going to get a hit every single time, but he puts together competitive at-bats. And for someone who hasn't been in big league spring training before, it's impressive to see him compete against big league pitchers. Again, I'm not going to read too much in the results because he could be hunting fastballs against a pitcher who's not going up with any kind of a scouting report. and he gets a fastball and he hits it. But he's laying off tough pitches. He's putting together good at-bats. He's really good defensively. You know, a lot of people think he's the best defensive outfielder, in the system, and he's got a really good arm. I think if Adolis Garcia's injury, lingered into the regular season, I think you could make a legitimate argument that Alejandro Osuna should be on the opening day roster. Now, hopefully Adolis is okay, and that's not a part of the equation, but I think Alejandro Osuna, if nothing else, has put himself very top of mind when someone goes down and there's a need in the outfield. And I think a lot of people have kind of shared the sentiment in this camp of, I mean, this is a big league player, and he's going to be a big league player for a while. It's just a matter of when that big league time starts.
Man, love it. Always great information. Thank you very much, good sir.
Hey, you got it, fellas. Have a great weekend.
There you go. Jared Sandler right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we move into the expressway. We're going to talk more about what's happening with the Dallas Stars and what the compensation is as this deal looks to be done. Also, the combo platter. This is in honor or dishonor of National Dentist Day. Give us a sports opinion and then what run-of-the-mill life task just really beat you down? Next on The Fan.
For Hintz in front, score! Robertson! It went off his stick and found the net. And what a fitting finish. The Stars come back and sweep the homestand. 3-2, they beat the Flames in overtime.
And for some folks, that might not have been the most exciting Stars thing that's happened in the last 16 hours. We're getting more and more information as time goes by for the trade for Mikko Rantanen. So I'm going to go to Jeff Merrick to start this, and then we'll get to the monetary compensation.
Pierre LeBrun is reporting the same thing.
Okay.
Evidently.
So two pretty credible, really credible hockey sources.
LeBrun.
Sounds like the return for Mikko Rantanen when they get the deal done will be the Dallas Stars sending Logan Stankoven and two first-round picks to the Carolina Hurricanes. And then this will also include the Stars will sign the 8-year, $96 million extension with Rantanen. And so there you go. It looks like we'll wait to see if there's anything else included in this, but it looks like that's going to be the crux of the deal right there. You give Rantanen the 8-year, $96 million extension, $12 million per year, and then to get him, you send over Stankoven and two first-round picks.
My guy says, hey, perfectly fine giving up the two first-round picks. You never know how those are going to turn out for one. You know who the player
that's
is.
That's true.
Huge win for Nil to get this for only giving up one player. And Stankoven, we love.
Yes.
You know, like there is a love for him, but I was kind of talking about this earlier off air with you. You want that personality that I'm feisty, I'm scrappy, I'm going to go do the dirty work. You want that. But if you can get something a little bit better to add to this thing. Now, somebody did say this is going to mess up the Stars chemistry. I don't think so. Stars chemistry usually is pretty good. You saw how fast Duchesne picked up on what this team is doing. I think they're going to be okay. I think DeBoer's going to do a fantastic job of rearranging his lines the way he sees fit to get the maximum scoring out of them.
There's another dude from the Hockey Insider who says maybe some more tinier pieces to fill out.
Oh, this. No!
Okay. I would assume that would mean a later potential draft pick maybe in 2027. I don't think it's not going to be.
You don't need picks.
Bork or Wyatt Johnston or anything like that.
You don't need picks right now. Here's the thing. And we talked about this a few minutes ago, Alec. Win the cup. This right now is your time, right? Like this.
Yeah.
There is no. First off, the other team in your building, nobody likes right now. So
that's true.
Go get all the people that would like to be around Victory Plaza and say you're Stars fans now. All right. And they're going to say thank you for being a winning team. So that's the first thing. The other thing is this entire city, Mike brought this up about the Rangers. Rangers are like, well, the Cowboys are stinking and the Mavericks are stinking. We can capture everybody in DFW if we just go. But it's a little late. Or they have another month before they start really playing in your face. Stars are like, we're already here. We need to use this moment right now to push and get everybody in on this thing right now. All Stars fans are already there. The ones that are Stars fans and kind of casual about it, They're going to be ramping things up knowing that the Stars are actually doing what they're saying, actually pushing and going after it.
True. Now, and that's why, honestly, you guys changed my mind about this because I still don't love the contract extension, but y'all brought up a great point. Okay, maybe in 5 years you don't love the contract. Are you going to have a cup in between now and then because of this deal? Then who gives a crap? And that is a very astute point. Now, Alec, I know you said it much nicer than that and much more succinctly, but I translate stories into how I kind of talk. So
that's fair.
There's what I thought was a version of what you said. And I thought that was really spot on.
And I'm looking forward to that. I really am, because it doesn't even have to be just this year. You know, if it is this year, sure. I think it's even cooler. Yes. And I think people are a lot more invested. But as Corey was saying, you have this awesome window now to really draw people in. And what does that do if you do bring a lot more people in? And if you do win a cup this year, it motivates the front office to go do more similar things like that. They say every time we invest, every time we put ourselves out there,
we
swing really big, we swing for the fences, people start showing up to the games. People start posting about us. People start buying the merchandise. It's good for business. It's good for the hockey product, and it's good for the fans. Everybody wins if this works.
And the Stars take another step closer to having the entire Finnish national team the next time we get the Olympics going next year. Because, hey, we love players from Finland. And somebody asked this question, and I did want to throw this out there. You can make an argument that, and again, it's Mikko, not Nico, because I've seen multiple people like, I don't want another Nico here. It's Mikko, so don't worry about that. You can make an argument he becomes the Dallas Stars' best player. The only thing that holds me back from immediately going there is it was a short period, but he was Dudsville in Carolina. Now, part of the reason for that is he probably thought he was going to be with the Avalanche for the entirety of his career. And so when he got moved, he's like, what the hell? And so it was only 13 games, and maybe it's just going to take him some time to get going.
He's going to feel at home here.
But over the span of his career, he has more points than games he's played in. That's what we talked about. The standard for Jason Robertson is, hey, you and Wyatt Johnston, you need to be a point per game player. Well, now you're taking somebody who over their career over the last 8 or 9 years has absolutely shown that they can be more than a point per game player. And so you could absolutely make the argument that he becomes the Stars' best player straight away. So that's the level of addition that you're talking about.
I'm very excited. I'm very excited about this right now. I appreciate the Stars for recognizing what the moment is and going after it.
And I like people who are excited. So I've seen a couple people text in. It's like, you guys are firing me up for hockey, and I love it.
Somebody said, explain in NBA terms, please. And in my mind, this is like trading a Max Christie and a couple of second round picks, or a low round first pick and a second round pick. That's what it would be for me.
Because we'll have won the cup, and so it'll be the last pick. I got what you're saying. I got what you're saying. So the player that the Mavericks traded for, or the Stars traded for, and this is going to be really hard to like break apart because of what's been happening, envision him as a healthier Anthony Davis, right? And I know that's hard to do because they're like, hey, we got Anthony Davis. He made it 3 quarters. I hear you on that. But when he does play, people pretty consistently across the board think he's a top 10, if not better, player in the league. That might be a little bit higher than what folks think about Rantanen, but not much.
Okay.
All right. And so,
yeah, because somebody texted in and they said ESPN had him like 10th, or NHL had him 10th, and ESPN had him 8th before the season.
And the funk that he ran into in Carolina, that rolls over a little bit, and him saying, hey, Carolina, I just don't know about my long-term future. Oh, well, what if we put you with a better team? He goes, yeah, no, that sounds great. I'll definitely sign an extension. And so if you like Stankoven, but think maybe he got a little overhyped, and you think, to Corey's point, that first round pick in 26, that first round pick in 27 are going to be lower picks because this is obviously a very, very good team, then I think that is a good analogy for it.
This is wild that both the teams in the AAC have gotten rid of players Mike loved. Luka and also Stankoven. So that was his approach to that. I know their names.
I mean, look, and if you were going to find a team
yes.
to trade a Finnish player to,
this is the team.
welcome.
Yeah. We're not done. We are finished.
Okay. That was worse than my can joke from earlier. I would like to see the TV ratings for this team in Finland, because I feel like they should be off the charts compared to every other
especially after
NHL
they played
team.
There. Yes. I mean, they lost there, but...
Okay, other people are asking to explain in other terms. Look, I'll get back to you on that. Let me think about it.
Yeah, can you explain in used car and then also new car terms?
Oh, my gosh. I'll get back to you.
Can you explain in diving terms, please? That?
In diving terms?
Okay, gymnastics, if that's
all
what
right,
you want.
The last major trade you saw... Our diver went out there and straight up belly flopped into the pool. This time, you think it's possible that you could win a gold medal.
Yeah. And here's.
There you go.
I do want to add this, Kevin. Don't forget, last year, Nil was looking at this team and he was like, defense. Go get Chris Tanev. One of the, like, you know, he's going to lay his body on the line for this team. This year, same thing. We're this close. We're going to go after it again. I really appreciate what Jim Nill is doing.
Yeah. So I'm fired up. We'll see if we can explain it in other terms as we go along the way. I saw the person who said explain it in Girl Scout cookie terms. I have thoughts about that.
Can you explain it in fast food terms?
Okay.
Can you explain it in terms of pinball?
It's Wizard.
Yeah.
That's what I'm gonna go with.
Stars. All right, Kevin, I got the combo platter here.
You traded three boxes of trefoils for a box of Tagalongs.
Boom! Oh!
Or whatever you think.
I like trefoils, though.
You do?
Yeah, I like them better than Thin Mints. Thin Mints are gross. I don't need mint. If I want mint, I'll just brush my teeth.
Do you think is the, what do you think is the best box of Girl Scout
Samoas.
Cookies? Okay, you traded 2.5 boxes of trefoils for a box of Samoas.
Oh!
All right.
Hold on, I got the Samoas?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm happy.
Okay. What a whirlwind.
Good trade.
What a whirlwind that was.
It was kind of chaos there.
Tell me your combo platter.
All right. Sports opinion first, then what was the...
Day-to-day task.
Gotcha.
Or mundane task that just beat you down. This is in honor of National Dentist Day yesterday.
Stars are winning the damn cup, ladies and gentlemen. That's my sports opinion. And here's why. Once the... trade was even brought to the world, the odds moved in the Stars' favor.
Oh.
At the moment, the Oilers and Panthers are at plus 700.
Okay.
Canes and Caps at plus 900. Jets, Knights, and Avalanche at plus 1,000.
We're lower than all of that.
The Dallas Stars are at plus 600 at the top to win the Stanley Cup this year, ladies and gentlemen. You do not need to check my proofreading or my math on that one either.
I trust you.
I saw it on
the
screen. So
the Dallas Stars right now have been installed as the betting favorites to win the Stanley Cup. And honestly, you could make an argument that that was the case before the trade. Like,
exactly.
This team has been on fire. They've been catching up with the team that Mike liked to call Lose-a-Peg. And... this is a really great team.
The one thing that I'm hopeful for is like that you still have a stretch of season here to finish, to complete. And
I see what you did there.
And I hope they just don't get burnout before the playoffs. Because when the playoffs hit, you do have to have you say, all right, scrap the whole regular season now, get your legs ready. And because it's going to be 7.5 months of playoff hockey, get ready for it.
Yeah.
It is a long journey there. And I just hope that they don't stress themselves too much here at the last part of the season, trying to get to the end and say, okay, they recognize there's a fourth quarter, a third period we got to get to.
And I don't think they will, because they've been through this battle before.
Yeah.
You know, and like
there are a lot of guys on this team that have.
They've had the heartbreak and almost triumph. So I think they're going to be like, hey, let's do this correctly.
The day-to-day thing that just beats me down, tires. And here, okay. Let me explain to you. And I guess oil changes, too, at this point. I used to have a shop around the corner from me that I really trusted. Like, I really trusted them a lot. And the last couple times I've been in there, things that I knew didn't need to be fixed were being brought to me. And I think they're under new ownership.
Okay.
And so now I'm like, okay, I got to go find a new shop that I might trust.
Yeah.
And so my oil change is turning into a $1,500. We got to change your, you know, your struts. And I'm
every
like, hold on,
every air filter
happened?
You've ever had in your car needs to go.
And I get the filters. Yeah. I'm fine with that. It's the other things that are like, babe, by the way, there's a leak in your axle. No, there's not. There's not. I look, trust me, I'm okay. Tires, though. Here's the deal. I guess because 75 is a well-traveled highway,
yeah,
there are nails and screws all over that sucker.
That's for sure.
And I, every time I patch a hole in my tire, another one is like, hey, guess what? Tire's a little low. My front right tire over the last 3 months gets low every day. And I've just chalked it up to like it's cold. And so the tire kind of goes back, you know, expands and then the air gets out. But I don't know what's... I got to go today and get it checked out. I got to go over to Discount Tire.
You know it's going
to
be like a nail or something.
It might be the stem or whatever, the valve. And that might be it, that it's just leaky. Because it is a bit of an older tire. It just still has lots of tread on it. So that's...
Do you drive on the shoulder?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
No, I do not.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Okay.
When I exit... Yeah, it's a long story. But yeah, I definitely need to get this done today because I've just been airing my, I have a compressor at home.
Yes.
I just air it up, go to work, come home. The next morning, I got to air it up again. I'm tired of that. So I do love all the construction people out there doing their hard work, but tires are just kicking my butt.
Okay. That is absolutely fair. All right. Alec, would you like to go next?
Yeah, and
I can go to the text if you want to wait.
I was trying to think of something creative for the sports opinion, but I'm on a stars high right now, baby.
Oh my gosh.
I'm on such a stars high right now. Just bring me every Finnish player at this point. I swear I want all of them. I want to be competitive. I want to enjoy this moment, and I'm just going to go with Corey. The Stars are winning the damn thing.
Yeah!
Like, I can't think of anything different because that's honestly how I feel right now. I could think of something to step on the Cowboys for fun. Like, I grabbed a piece of audio that Jerry told me back in December about, you know, getting out in front of his skis about rookie offensive linemen, but he wants to fill voids through the draft this year anyways. I could have done that, whoops, but no, the Stars have me excited. I'm happy, and hold on, I gotta put myself on the fan cam because there's a dude that doesn't like that I tie my hair back at work. So there we go.
Oh, no.
So, sorry, Lasher. I'm really excited for that. I'm really excited for the Stars. I think they're gonna make a serious run. I think the betting odds are real. Like, this is a really well-formulated team. We talked about it earlier this week, ever since the Christmas, you know, area break.
They've been unbelievable.
They've been fantastic for all the right reasons. I don't have to worry about chemistry. I don't have to worry about any of that. I think the Stars are just that damn good right now.
And the day-to-day or mundane task that just absolutely beats you down.
The going to like a mechanic shop is a really good one because that happened with my old car. I went to just go get an oil change in between classes when I was in college. And the dude was like, hey, by the way, these are optional, but here's $3,000 in repairs I think you need. And I was like, listen up. I was like, are the struts okay? And he was like, yeah, they're fine. But theoretically, after this mileage, they could go out. I'm like, but are they okay right now?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah. I'm like, then don't give me the piece of paper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I will say, just driving in general, I kind of understand Mike sometimes. Whenever he says anything outside of like a 15-minute radius is just a beatdown, especially because anything going north of where I live in Grand Prairie, going anywhere north, whether it's Frisco, whether it's Dallas.
Is it a death sentence?
It just feels like at any point in time, it doesn't matter if it's rush hour, if it's quitting time, there is going to be a wreck somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
There is going to be traffic somewhere that you get past the little buildup and you're like, there was nothing there. Why were we stopping?
Yeah.
You know, it feels like a beat. I did that yesterday. I went to Irving for dinner with a friend just to catch up.
What kind of friend?
Just a friend, like an old college friend. And
was it a man or a woman?
It was a man.
All right.
Why are we questioning?
Were there candles at this restaurant?
It was a Chili's.
Okay.
Oh, man. That is definitely
Let him finish. Okay. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, we just went to Chili's just to go catch up because we hadn't talked in a while. And, I do a horrible job of, like, keeping up with some of my old college friends and stuff that are also in the media world doing their own other things outside of radio.
Yeah.
And that drive, it says without traffic, Apple Maps tells me it's about a 20-minute drive. It took me 41 minutes to get there at like 5 p.m.
One thing I hate about the map apps, it might be they're processing for a minute or they're not online and they can't monitor the traffic pattern. Don't tell me what it would have been if there was no traffic.
Exactly. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Just tell me that's par for the course.
Yeah.
And I won't be mad.
Like, what the hell?
I'll be like, this is annoying, but I won't be mad. I was mad yesterday because it said 28 minutes. Took me 45.
From the 817 Sports Opinion, Dak will never see the NFC Championship game and daily task that I hate, unloading the dishwasher. I don't know why I hate it so much, but I do. I love clean dishes and have them put away in an organized manner, but damn, I hate unloading that dishwasher.
Yeah, so do my kids. That's their job. Dishwasher and trash, that's their chores.
And so you pushed off the things that you don't particularly like.
Yes.
To the kids.
So they can do it.
Yeah,
clean up the poop in the backyard from the dog.
I like that. Okay.
I don't want to do it.
Okay. I like it. From the 972, my sports opinion, Mike is going to be an amazing broadcaster and take the Rangers to their second championship. I love the rest of this. The thing that beats them down, constantly having to make Girl Scout cookie trade analogies for sports trades. I could do that all the freaking time. That is really, really fun. All right. For me, Steve Kerr is the basketball hero we've all needed. So Steve Kerr, who has lots of thoughts about lots of things, he has said he wants more traveling violations called. He goes, I don't understand why we're not teaching our officials to call traveling in this league. It feels like he took on the spirit of Mike Bassett for this rant. They do a great job and work their tails off and communicate well, but I see five or six travels a game that aren't called. So Steve Kerr is the basketball hero we all need. And for me, the task that beats me down is dusting, because I like things in a very exact manner. And the first part's easy because you lift it up and you dust where the spot is. Mm-hmm. You dust around where the spot is. But then I don't know how to put it in the exact same spot I had it before.
Yeah, because the dust outline
would show you. Gone. And my OCD is like, I think you had that a quarter inch to the right, and I don't like what you're doing with it now. Well, now we just need to move the whole thing, and there's been times I've just taken things off of shelves because I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Why don't you mark it? Why don't you just put
painter's tape around?
Yeah, tiny little corner areas just right there, just on one corner, so you know where to tuck it into.
Because the issue is I have too many stupid little knickknacks. Because I could do it with just the big things, but there are way too many look at this pin from the Super Bowl. Look at this. Look at that. A little magnet here. And it just takes up way too much space, and I don't have the patience for that.
All right, I got an idea for you. Don't dust.
I mean, that has been known to happen.
If you don't dust, you don't have to get stressed out by dusting.
Mm. Here's the problem, though. Years ago, like 10 years ago, when Brandon and I moved out of the apartment, I thought I was going to die of dust poisoning when we were trying to clear the apartment.
Is that a thing?
It would have been that day.
I know there's some doctors that are currently driving around on their lunch break. Is dust poisoning a thing?
Look, we both had to take multiple trips back to the patio because there was so much dust we were trying to clear out. And so I have matured as an adult, still don't like it, but I get it.
What I find really funny about the is dust poisoning a thing, a question, like, I find that funny because I told you my kid ran over somebody's mailbox.
Yes.
It was a weird situation.
You did.
But he did the work, and I'm proud of him for replacing it. However, I had to take him up to Home Depot and show him all the things that he needed to get. And at one point, I said, here's Quikrete, 3-hour concrete. And I got the bag, and when I set the bag down, it kind of poof, and dust went everywhere. No. And he goes, don't breathe that in, because once it mixes with the moisture in your lungs, it's going to put concrete in your lungs. And I was just like, that terrified me. I don't know if it's true.
I will not drive behind a cement truck for that exact reason. I think it's going to pour cement out on me, and I'm going to be trapped as part of the highway forever. I know that's ridiculous, Alec, but I'm concerned. When I first started driving, if somebody would flip their cigarette out the window, I would go out of my way to try to avoid it because I thought it would make my tires explode or maybe my car if I ran over it. I don't know why, but
I like the tires specifically exploding.
Well, because you drive over the cigarette. And
there's helium, obviously, in your tires.
Yeah.
So.
Look, why can't we fly then?
Yeah.
Propane, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. That's fair. Cool. From the 214, Wyatt Langford will win MVP, and I hate breaking down Amazon boxes. My wife has a shopping
problem. Oh, my God. I have asked everybody in the house for help because of that, especially around Christmas time. It's too much. I need a little help. I do leave a knife right next to recycling so that everybody knows. Like, I can use this knife to cut this box down to size.
Let me ask you an unrelated question that's kind of related. If they take your trash every week, but they only take your recycling every 2 weeks. Every now and again, do you think it's okay to put some of that recycling in the trash because they're dragging their heels and I need to get this out of here?
Oh, actually, yeah, there are times I wish they would just take the recycling every week.
Yes.
But yeah, Kevin, every once in a while, I'm too lazy to walk 10 more steps to the recycling.
No, no, no. It's not that.
I'm telling you.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying. And then I'm like, hey, you know what? Recycling is full, especially around the holidays.
Yes.
Especially around holidays.
From the 214, I'm with you guys. Dallas Stars are going all the way, and I can't stand cleaning the litter box. Ooh, yeah. I could see that. From the 903, Rangers are going to win the World Series. Wyatt Langford is going to be the World Series MVP, and I hate having to stop and get gas.
From the 469, concrete has silica, and once in the lungs, it does harden, and the lungs can't heal itself to get it out. That's only if you're around it all day, every day, though. Like me, I was a concrete saw cutter, so I think I was okay in for just a second there. But that right there could have been very dangerous to my lifestyle.
I think you're doomed.
But I think he was like, you're not necessarily doomed.
Yeah, I got to go work the job. So, like, if we're in here every day and we're just cutting concrete and that happens, then we're in trouble.
I'm going to do that during commercial breaks now. This is going to be all at pastime.
All right.
I'm going to make bricks.
Just to see how it goes.
Yeah. Build a house.
From the 407. Mighty, mighty. From the 407, the Rangers are going to win their division. Task that beats me down. Mowing the lawn and yard work. I confess that I bought my house and partly made the decision based on whether the HOA had landscaping care included. Oh, man, I feel like my HOA doesn't do anything except want to charge you. They're never like,
you have an HOA?
Hey, yeah.
I've never had one before.
On the last home. This one we do not.
I've never had one before.
They never did anything for us.
Yeah, I guess I've just never lived in a fancy neighborhood.
Yeah, I don't know if my last house was super fancy, but it beat the dust poisoning apartment. So,
all right, what would you rather have? HOA that says you have to have specific like tree trimming settings or whatever, or that you have to do the Christmas light thing. Everybody in the neighborhood does it.
I would be the first one because there was a time when our neighbor on one side of us thought that the goal of having a lawn was to fill up every single space on that lawn with some ridiculous piece of whatever. And you're like, it's too much. Now, since then, they've scaled down to still a lot, but it's more reasonable level than like, I don't even know how a human could walk through that lawn with all of the things that they had up in there. So yeah, I think I will, I think I would take the first one from the, 469. This is one of my favorite texts. Bryce Harper is like Thin Mints, great, but doesn't live up to the hype. Agreed. And using fingernail clippers instead of my teeth really beats me down. I'm with you on that.
So for the longest time, you know, I bite my fingernails. I'm fine with it. I went to use nail clippers last week for the first time in years.
Yeah.
Because I don't like the way nail clippers feel on my fingertips. And then I have all these like acute angles or whatever that are like on my nails that I don't want anymore. And so now I'm like, I want to go back to biting my nails.
and get them right.
It's bad. Yeah, and get them right, but it's bad for my teeth, and I don't want to lose my teeth yet.
I always thought it was weird that Mike was like, you can never be a pitcher now. And I'm like, well, I don't have the athleticism, arm strength, and I'm not young enough to be a pitcher, so that's
valid.
Probably.
Yeah.
From the 707, DeGrom is going to throw 5 strikeouts tonight, and the Stars are going to get to the Stanley Cup final, but falter. And I hate cleaning up my dog's poop in a bag. Have you ever, not saying that you guys would ever do this, have you ever been on a walk and pretended to pick up the poop because you knew somebody was watching and then you just went about your business?
I did one day. Took my dog for a walk. He went and I didn't have anything with me. So I kind of covered it with some leaves. But I went back later and picked it up. Like, okay. I went back, got in the car, and drove back later and picked it up.
Okay.
One day I did see a guy, though, him and his huge, gigantic dog left the biggest, like, the size of my leg, just laying in the front yard. And I walked out there, and I was like, hey, dude, you gonna come pick this crap up? And he was like, oh, I'm sorry, man. And he was smoking a doobie, too. He was like, I forgot. So, yeah. Sure, you would have forgot if I hadn't said anything too. He picked that up and took it off. Didn't even leave the doobie.
If that person flipped you off, would you get a bag and try to throw the
whatever I could find, I'd throw at him.
For the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
We got to dive more into the Stars conversation, but also, what's the coolest thing you could do with your dad next in the Fan?
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.